Yes, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything go wrong? A good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing the blues. And you've got everything to gain and not a thing to lose, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun, rise and shine today. You know you've got to get going if you're going to make a showing, and you've got the right of way. So it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a very good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath and throw away your pills. A good day for living, a good day for giving, a good day for wishing and maybe some fishing. A good day from morning till night.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to American Acapella. I'm Mike Mano.
And I'm Matt McElhinney.
Matt is filling in for the once again and frequently absent Jamie Jones, who is vacationing in the sunny south. And we started the program a little bit differently tonight, Matt. Kind of sad times in the world of barbershop quartet singing. We lost an icon this past month, and we thought we would do tonight's show as a tribute to the one and only, the great Terry Clark. Matt, maybe you can read the release that Terry's son put out just a little while ago.
Yeah, sure. I think it's a fitting way to start the show. It was indeed sad news, and I know you spent some time with him recently, so it makes this an even more fitting tribute tonight. And this was posted by his son Lawson on Facebook. "I am sorry, brothers. I always thought that we'd have a little more time before my family had to write a post like this. But I am sad to announce we lost my father, Terry, last night. I'm sure some of you will have lots of questions, but unfortunately, I don't have many answers just yet. Here's what I do know. He was down in Florida for an annual barbershop gathering, which he always looked forward to attending. And by all accounts, he was having the time of his life. He was up late singing and drinking with old friends, holding court, telling jokes and regaling people with his wild stories. We're still trying to piece together exactly what happened, but it seems like he may have had some sort of cardiac incident just before the final performance of the weekend. Needless to say, my family and I are absolutely devastated. Although, if there's any consolation to be had, it's knowing my dad went out laughing and singing, which, if you knew him, was exactly how he went through life. And frankly, I can't think of a more fitting end to such a magnificently funny and talented life. We plan on celebrating him this spring in typical Terry Clark fashion, with lots of laughs and music. We'll keep you posted as the pieces come together. In the meantime, please try not to be sad, because he'd absolutely hate to see you cry. In fact, if he were here, he'd probably just say something wildly inappropriate to get a smile out of you and try to make you feel a little better. God knows I could use some of that right now. We'll miss you, Dad."
Thank you, Matt. Very, very well stated. And this happened on Saturday night, February 10th, I believe was the date. And as it was stated there, in Florida. We're going to play a lot of Boston Common music tonight, and Matt and I have kind of gone through the list and picked out some that either mean something to us or mean something to the barbershop world in general. And this next song, as the first one was that we played, is from the original Boston Common album. The title of the album is In the Heart of the City, and this is If All My Dreams Were Made of Gold.
You ask me, sweetheart, if I love you. just the same today. I falter when I try to tell you the thoughts I'm longing so to say. You are the dream of my dreams, dear. You are the goal that I seek. Your heart's the treasure that I want. Just let me speak. Let me speak. If all my dreams were made of gold, I'd buy the world for you. At your wish I would unfold the rarest gems to view. I'd give the sun, the stars, the sea. Eternally, if all my dreams were made of gold, I'd buy the world for
Amazing Boston Common, 1980 World Champions of the Barbershop Harmony Society. For those of you that weren't around back then, which was most of you, I would gather.
Like not me.
Right, like you. It was an amazing event when they won the World Championship. And we'll talk a little bit about the individuals and so forth. But I do want to say, Matt, we did a little research. In over 10 years of doing this show, American Acapella, we have never had a show as a tribute to someone that passed away. We've talked about other icons that have passed, like Gene Cockcroft from the Suntones and some others. But this will be the first time we've had a whole show dedicated to Terry Clark and the Boston Common. Now, Terry also sang with other quartets throughout his career. I was privileged to know him pretty much almost my whole adult life, from the time I was in high school, and then into college, and his teaching at BU, and my being involved up there with my best friend Gary Bowles at the time. It was a wonderful life, as they say.
And right.
Terry was an extremely successful business person with a public relations firm in Boston that was huge, and very well respected there. But we're going to focus on the barbershop world. And Terry's first quartet that I remember was the Cross Countrymen, and they were a district champion quartet of the Northeastern District and went on to compete at international. And then Terry got involved with trying to put something together, and that became a quartet before they had a name. Here's one for you. Before the Boston Common were called the Boston Common, they would be found singing around without a name, and they called themselves the Onion Sisters. See?
That's not even in the research anywhere here. So no, we know that you went way back with them now.
Yeah, that was back in 1970 era. And my quartet at the time was the Four Scores, who competed against them. And actually, my quartet won in 1970, and they won the district championship in 1971. I'm going to try not to make this a Mike Remembers show.
Right.
So
okay. That's right.
We'll get to some music. And as a matter of fact, why don't we play three songs in a row, all from that album, In the Heart of the City? Which ones we're going to use?
The first we're going to use is Imagination. And then we're going to do Light a Rose. And most of you are probably familiar with that from Music Man. And then we're going to go into A Sentimental Journey, which, you know, when I was with Narragansett Bay Chorus, we sang that one. That's one of the nice things about Boston Common is even if you know, aren't familiar with them per se, you know most of the songs that they do sing. And I think that's because, you know, that's really how they got their start, was singing the
familiar
classics
songs,
and
right.
Familiar. And that's what everyone seemed to really enjoy. It's what endeared them to singing on the street corners and you know, Boston Common. So I think that, you know, they're very, very traditional sound, but not so traditional as at the same time, if that makes any sense.
It does. We'll listen to these three, then take a short break and be back with more.
Imagination is funny. It makes a cloudy day sunny. Makes a bee think of honey, just as I think of you. Imagination is crazy. Your whole perspective gets hazy. Start you asking a daisy what to do, what to do. Have you ever felt a gentle touch and then a kiss and then and then fall? Find it's only your imagination again. Oh well, imagination silly. You go around willy-nilly, silly. For example, I go around wanting you. And yet I can't imagine that you want. I can't imagine, can't imagine loving me. Light a rose. To get the sun back in my sky. Light a rose, I'm home again, rose, about a thousand kisses shy. Ding dong ding, I can hear the the chapel bells chime. Ding dong ding, at the least suggestion I'll pop the question. Light a rose, I'm home again, Rose, without a sweetheart to my name. Light a rose, now everyone knows that I am hoping you're the same. So here is my love song. Not fancy or fine, light a rose, oh, won't you be mine, be mine. There were bells on the hill, but I never heard them ringing. In the sky, but I never saw them winging. Oh, I never saw them at all
till there was you.
Until there was you, and there was music, and there were wonderful roses, they tell me, in sweet, fragrant meadows of dawn.
Spent each dime I could afford. naked child in wild anticipation, long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we meet at seven. I'll be waiting up for heaven, counting every mile of railroad track. Takes me back. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gonna take a sentimental journey. Sentimental journey home. Sentimental journey home. Sentimental journey home.
Welcome back to American Acapella. I'm Mike Mano.
I'm Matt Macalini.
And we are paying tribute tonight to the great Terry Clark, bass of the Boston Common, best known for being bass of the Boston Common, also the cross countryman, also district champions Our Town just a few years back. And he was one of these guys that just had this knack of wherever he went, he would light up a room. He was had a huge personality. And you mentioned at the top of the show that I had a chance to spend some time with him personally. We were just out in California just a couple weeks before he passed. And I got to spend a great day and evening with him. And there was some liquid beverage being provided.
And so I heard.
Yeah, and a good time was had by all, and a nice long dinner and lots of reminiscing. It was a great opportunity, and I'm very, very glad I had that. You know, we talk about the Boston Common being one of the greatest of all time quartets. Obviously, it wasn't just Terry. There were three other guys involved that I know pretty well, but I'll let you give their names.
We also had tenor Kent Martin, lead Rich Knapp, and baritone we had Larry Tully.
There you go. Now, Larry Tully was the second baritone of the Boston Common. Again, not a really well-known fact. Wally Cluett was the original baritone when they won the district championship in 1971. Larry, at the time, was singing with me in that quartet I mentioned earlier, the Four Scores. And then Larry hitched up with them, and they went international and got a fifth-place medal their first time out, and then took another 8 years to win the championship.
In fact, they won silver, and then...
They won lots of times, and people thought they won every year they went, but the judges didn't seem to think so, which was another big thing that happened with the Boston Common. But enough of that. Let's get to some more music.
Well, very nice indeed, Mike, that you did get to have that experience with him. I know you talked about it when you came back to work, and I'm glad that things work out funny like that. The next two pieces that we're going to hear are Caroline, and then From the First Hello to the Last Goodbye.
Boom, boom, boom.
When it's springtime and daylight's around,
around you, and there's no one around you but me.
Both of those songs, Caroline and First Hello to the Last Goodbye, are from the second album that the Boston Common put out called Many Happy Returns of the Day. And they have sold thousands and thousands of albums over the years, as then eventually into CDs. And they had a very, very popular CD, which was all four of their albums kind of compiled together. And just released, Terry had put together some recordings that Larry Tully had found that were kind of the lost recordings of the Boston Common.
Yeah, just like the Beatles, those lost tapes.
Just like the Beatles, right? Larry found, actually, the story goes, and I haven't verified this yet, but the story that Terry told me was that Larry found a cassette tape with a recording session that they had done, and it never got produced as an album, so they put it together, and they've just recently released that, so check that out.
Was it released on cassette?
No, it's on CD.
You never know.
Now, the Common, as I mentioned, were worldwide popularity.
Yeah, I mean, they performed all over the United States. You know, they everywhere. They're very international. BBC, you know, they're on television, and the Today Show here, and CBS here, and, you know, in Germany and Canada. You know, it's one thing about barbershop is, you know, no matter where you're from, you seem to like it. So
there you go. It's they were great ambassadors. Let's close this segment out with a little bit more peppy tune called "We Kinda Miss the Good Old Songs."
There's something about the old songs we really can't explain. There's something about those melodies that keeps pounding on my brain. Why can't we keep the memories of all those days gone by? Be gone forever, but this we can't deny. They used to sing a song about the babbling brook, a little babbling brook beside a shady nook. But we haven't heard those pretty words for so darn long. We kinda miss those good old songs they used to sing about the man up in the moon, the man up in the moon in summer nights in June. But we haven't heard those pretty words for so darn long. We kinda miss the good old songs. Whatever happened to those tiny little bluebirds and the robins that were bobbing along? And what happened to the castles in Spain that you saw through the window pane? They used to sing about the wedding bells that chime. They sang about the gang that sang Sweet Adeline. But we haven't heard those pretty words for so darn long. We kinda miss the good old songs. Whatever happened to our little Annie Randy and the girl they call my honeysuckle rose? And what happened to all the songs about Ireland, in the land where the shamrocks grow? They used to sing about the baby bumblebees. They sang about the monkeys in the bamboo trees. But we haven't heard those pretty words for so darn long. We kind of miss the good old. We can't get enough of the good old. We're tickled pink to sing those old-time songs. We like to sing them and try to ring those songs. We love the good old songs.
The good old songs.
Welcome back, everyone, and we welcome you to another segment here of our trip down memory lane, our retrospective of Boston Common. And, you know, we've been going through some of their work, and now we're going to hit up their third album titled Smiling Through.
Smiling Through is the title of the album, but also a song that was written by Arthur Penn and meant a lot to the Boston Common because for many, many years, the Boston Common traveled to Block Island, Rhode Island for a summer barbershop quartet festival that I've been going to. This will be my 54th year. As a matter of fact, Terry and I had a long discussion about this when I was with him a couple weeks ago and talked about bringing his quartet back out to the island because the Boston Common had been there for so many years, but Terry hadn't been back for about, I guess it's close to 15 years. And so he was excited about coming back this summer. But that won't happen. But the song Smiling Through that the Boston Common recorded was sung because of the Block Island connection, if you will, and that Block Island Barbershop Festival that continues. And it's a beautiful song written by a man who actually lived on the island named Arthur Penn. I think I mentioned that already, so I'm kind of mumbling here.
But that's okay. Right. You know, that's all right.
Let's get to it. It's a beautiful ballad, Smiling Through.
There's a little brown road winding over the hill to a little white cot by the sea. There's a little green gate at whose trellis I wait, while two eyes of blue come smiling through at me. Or two in the brown of her hair. There's some silver in mine too, I see. But in all the long years, when the clouds their tears, those two eyes of blue kept smiling through at me.
The actual cottage by the name of Smiling Through is still on the island, so if you ever have a chance to venture out to Block Island, put that on your list of attractions. Find the cottage that's Smiling Through. And let's get to another song.
Sure. You know, and let me mention, though, it is nice to have that local connection with this quartet, too.
Absolutely.
And the next song, I wasn't really familiar with, but Mike here was telling me that it has a very nice special message to it. So,
well, this is probably a typical Terry Clark song in that he didn't write it, but a good friend of the Boston Common and all of ours, Lou Perry and his wife Ruth, had a lot to do with this. It's a song that does have an interesting message called Everybody Wants to Go to Heaven.
There was a little white church in the valley
all covered with ivy vines. All the people were dressed in their Sunday best and sitting in the pews on time. The preacher got ready for his sermon, the inspiring message of the day. He held up his hand and then he began, and this is what he had to say. Everybody wants to go to heaven, to that home up in the sky. Everybody wants to see the pearly gates in the sweet by and by. Everybody wants to go walking on the streets all paved with gold, and eat milk and honey at the table of the Lord, and be a member of the heavenly fold. You all go to church on Sunday, and you like to lend a helping hand, and everybody's nice to his neighbor, so he can make it to the promised land. Everybody wants to cross the river to that mansion in the sky. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die.
Well, ain't that the truth? That's a great twist there at the end, isn't it?
Yeah, and as I mentioned, that would be very typical of a comment that Terry would bring home to somebody. Everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody particularly wants to die.
No.
So, Matt, I want to thank you for allowing me this little trip down memory lane. And, I could do 10 hours on Terry Clark and the Boston Common, but I don't think our audience would appreciate that.
Yeah, some might, you know.
But it's good to get their music out there, let it be heard again, and it'll be around for a long, long time. And if you have a chance to pick up that new CD, do so. Terry would want me to promote that, so that's what I'm doing. Check that out and find out about the new Boston Common CD that's out there. And I think we have time for one more.
Yeah, I think we have time for one more. Well, and then we can always shut the lights off and keep the mic running. You can keep talking for another few hours if you want.
That's right.
No one out there will hear it, but... No, I really appreciate you letting me sit in on tonight's special episode. And like you said, this is a first for American Acapella. So it was an honor to sit in for the evening and listen to your stories. And, we do have time for one more. So, I think, Mike, it's fitting that you... choose, what you'd really like to hear, what piece you think should really close the evening out.
Well, I think of all the Boston Common songs, there certainly is one extremely iconic vehicle, if you will. Ironically, it was recorded after Rich Knapp had his accident. He was in a car accident and left the quartet for a period of time. And Tommy Spirito, the lead of the Four Rascals, silver medalist, took his place, and they recorded their fourth album with Tommy singing lead. So in this particular song, you're going to hear Terry on bass, of course, Larry singing baritone, Kent still on tenor, and Tommy Spirito singing lead with a song that every year is used by the Northeastern District Association of Champions as kind of a welcome song. As new champions are crowned, we sing this song to welcome them in. It's kind of become the theme song and a song that I think a lot of people would identify with the Boston Common, and I can't think of a better way to go out. And Terry, we'll miss you. And here's the recording of That Old Quartet of Mine.
Every quartet here today hesitate to say the greatest song that they had sung together. Would it be Sweet Adeline or Calling Caroline or Love That
God's truth through fair or stormy weather. What does it matter about the song, whether it be weak or strong? And must we strive to sing with such perfection? Is not the most important part that it comes straight from the heart and be sung with understanding and affection? So let us sing our songs together and make that song divine. Let's keep the memories golden for the sake of old. To that old quartet of mine, I hope and pray we'll meet again somewhere, someday, sometime. If only to remind them how dear they are to me, and just how much I miss the touch of four-part harmony. I wonder if they still recall the tears that filled our eyes the night the crowd applauded when we won our first big prize. All that I possess I would forsake if just once more I could partake, singing one more song, just one more time, with that old quartet of mine. And if someday we ever meet again, I will smile and stand in line just to say